USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. health regulators are delaying the review of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 because the two-dose regimen does not work well against the Omicron variant, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Food and Drug Administration said it needs more data on the vaccine, delaying their decision for using the vaccine in children 6 months through 4.5 years of age for at least 2 months. An early look at the data showed the vaccine to be effective against the Delta variant during the testing, while that was the dominant strain, but many vaccinated children developed COVID-19 after Omicron emerged. And Canadian police have continued arresting protesters as part of the operation to end the 3-week blockade of Ottawa by hundreds of truck drivers that crippled the capital and prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. There are now at least 17 arrests without using any force. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.